Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And off we go. On another week, I am in L.A. coming back today, as a matter of fact, and I'll be in Houston for the big tournament tomorrow. I guess it's, what, 90% chance of rain tomorrow or some crap? Have you seen this? What's it like out there now? Did it change? Huh?
Let me see.
Well, I guess there'll be a lot of poker being played or something.
Yeah, I think there will be. I think there's going to be a bunch of poker being played. If that's the case, what do you got
this week?
You got nine.
Ooh, no, it's actually at 99%.
99%? 99%.
Wow, like literally nothing today, nothing after that, no other day, like only tomorrow.
Yeah, I got Tuesday 65%.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you looking at Weather Channel?
60% today, huh?
It says 45 today, 99, 0, 1, 14, 36. Well,
how is everybody's different? Mine says 60% today and 65 tomorrow.
Is yours Weather Channel?
We're on the Apple app.
I'm on the Apple Weather app.
Oh, he's on a broke app.
Oh.
It's a broke app?
Yeah.
A broke app is what you just called Apple. Okay.
I think they're doing pretty well for themselves. You got a discount app.
That's a broke app.
Weather Channel has actual weather people. Apple's people just has, like, see what they're saying.
Right.
See what they're saying.
Who's worse at predicting, sports people or weather people?
Do you think that we play all 18 holes tomorrow?
Oh, I don't think we play all
18 holes. Well, there you go. Weather Channel for the W.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. If I just go through Google and just type in Houston weather, they don't predict. Now the precipitation, 45%, according to Google. And their app.
For tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, this is all over the place then.
Yeah.
So,
who knows?
We'll see.
Weather predictors are so accurate all the time.
Well, they actually are pretty accurate now.
No, they're
not.
That Ken Hoffman thing is an old bit.
It's actually pretty accurate, I've noticed. I don't really ever have a problem with them. Because the weather patterns don't change late very much. They can only increase or decrease. But at least we can keep up with
Don't you think the Weather Channel benefits from scaring people with weather? Don't you think it benefits them?
Yeah, because if people just keep
going. Take a deeper dive into what's going on. Don't you think it benefits their entire operation to scare people?
There's the conspiracy theorist coming out.
Yep, it does. It does benefit them, though.
So it benefits them to say it's going to rain? How does it benefit the Weather Channel to tell people you're going to get up to the minute updates on the horrible weather coming?
People will tune in.
Everything's a conspiracy theory. I've heard Amon Thompson is actually an industry plant.
Absolutely, that's true.
Sure, are you kidding?
Sure, it's all about follow the dollars, Lance.
Thank you.
I know. Amon Thompson's not even a real rocket. Do you know that's actually Asur Thompson? That's the new theory.
Who's theory?
That's the new theory, is that he's an industry plant. This is not even Amon Thompson.
So who's the one playing
in Detroit?
Ever since
he did the hair thing, that it's actually Asur. It's Amon. It's Amon.
So they just did a flip and we didn't know.
Yes. Amon. Asur is here and Amon is there. They did a flip.
Why know which team is playing better? The Pistons are right
now. Yeah. That's why Detroit's so good now?
Yes. Huh? Yes. That's the theory.
Yeah.
If you look deeper, one of them is an industry plant of the Twins.
So there are two Twins. They were drafted back to back, and only one of them is the industry plant.
One of them is an industry plant, and it's beginning to look like it's a sore. So that's what I've also heard the other conspiracy is that this has been a big ruse that Alperin Sengun came over to be good, so only to hold the United States hostage by leaving the NBA and forcing them to give Turkey our minerals. So that's one of the conspiracies
our
out there.
Turkey
is going to get our minerals, which is why Trump is getting Canada's minerals. So we don't have to come out of pocket for the minerals to keep Alperen Sengun.
I don't know if he's
Is what I saw on a Reddit page.
I don't think he's good enough to invoke all that type of action.
Well, he can get some. There's at least we got to give him something for him.
We're not paying Turkey off in minerals.
Well, then maybe vitamins.
All right.
All I heard about was vitamins
and vitamins.
Why are we talking about this when we've got the Oscars to talk?
Not just the Oscars.
What I want to know is why I am the movie buff in here. Well, Dell is too. But I've been going to – I went to Oscar – now, I will admit, since COVID, I don't watch them all. I'm the reason that Sean Baker was talking – he was talking directly to me. Go to the theater, Lance. Stop trying to stream everything. Go to the theater. But
I know he did tell you that.
He was literally talking to me because I used to never miss all of them. Documentary. And if you were nominated, I was going, except for like lighting and crap like that. Yeah. And now I don't even see.
Sean failed to mention the cost and all of that as well, right? $20 to watch the movie at
home. It's gone
and $70 to go to the theater.
It's gone. It's gone up. But
you
I'm
and
also
somebody else.
Well,
you bring your wife and you get
for what. For what?
Why bring
He's
your
talking
wife?
To me. He's talking to Lance.
Well, why would you bring a wife?
I'm not. Lance's trips don't take 70.
Okay.
No, you don't.
The only
Lance goes. Lance goes on a Tuesday. He brings his own food.
In the middle of the
afternoon. You bring your own stuff in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'll pay for the drink.
Of course.
I do pay for the drink.
Sneak a soda in there. But
yeah. So it's nice. it's more expensive than it was. But everything's more expensive than it was.
It's not just the movies, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything cost me a lot more.
Yeah. And go to
I should go more to the movies.
And see what you're spending
there.
You don't have to go to.
You don't have to go to.
You don't have to go to the elitist River Oaks.
Wife.
Well, yes.
Well, then
you're the elitist.
He was not talking to you. I promise. No. Sean Baker was not saying, John, get to iPick more and go spend $90 on
talking about
flash fried green beans with pork belly and
get to your local AMC and get some popcorn is what he's talking about.
You know, I went to go see.
Have you seen the price of popcorn?
Yeah, I'm sure, but it ain't flash fried
it's
green
always
beans.
Been
so
high. It's not
eating.
As high as eggs. Eggs are $76 a crate now. So listen, I went to go see The Brutalist in Indianapolis.
Oh my
Bing,
God.
Bang, boom! The theater was gone.
The theater's gone.
Yeah, I didn't go see it because the only thing open now was a different theater that only had a bunch of Marvel crap there. And all those cartoons that you watch, Dale, and I didn't get to have the real movies anymore because the theater's closed.
Just listen,
and it was an AMC.
You had 7 hours to watch The Brutalist, then that's great. But you didn't have 7 hours.
No, but
that's
I did.
How long that movie?
I started Anora last night,
it was
and I liked the first 25 minutes of Anora.
Anora not only took all of the Oscars.
Stop doing that.
But,
people can see you.
All of the Oscars, but it's taken all the AVNs as well.
I mean, let me tell you something. Well, Sean Baker knows how to make a movie.
About a sex worker.
He's a movie maker.
Yeah.
And that's
and she's a damn Mikey Madison's a damn good actress.
And that young lady won an Oscar as well last night.
Yes, she did.
I believe she was a stripper. I believed it because
she put
she's
in the
into
work.
Her craft.
She put in the work.
She put in the work.
She said she, hey.
I don't want to hear about Daniel Day-Lewis like, I'm Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm an Irish boxer. That girl was a stripper for real, in real life. Do you see that one move she did?
She did.
She reached back and went pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real move. She did real moves.
She said she studied.
And you know what?
The sex worker industry, and
she studied it. And I'm gonna tell you something. She put it into play.
Do you think she passed?
That's acting. That's acting.
I can't believe that won an Academy Award. To tell you the truth, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I mean,
what's the standard now?
What is the standard? What are the other movies you love? Did you want to see
Amelia Perez should have won?
No. I mean, no.
What movie did you want?
No, how about I'm Still Here, that woman. She
I haven't
looked
seen
like
that
she
movie.
Was acting up
you
a storm.
You didn't see that movie.
I didn't see that. But if I did see it, I'd say,
did
oh,
she
come on.
Okay, did she feel like a stripper?
She did feel like a stripper.
That's called acting.
She was good.
Yeah,
she
made you
believe.
Won.
Much like a stripper does, they make you believe.
They make you believe.
She made you believe.
She made me believe. She did make me believe.
And the early scenes when she's like, once again, I'm only like 25 minutes in, where she's got her first shift. The first scene is her going through a shift at work. And she does all these private dances, and she's buddying up to, hey, how you doing? Can I sit down? And all that. And I was like, now, it's been a long time since I was ever in one of those
places. But that's what,
But it's exactly like that. I was like, oh, that's the move. You go like, hi. And I just said, look how convincing she
now
is. This is acting.
Now I'm watching it, so I'm not in it. But I can't believe. I believe it because it always happens. But is it alcohol infused that gets these guys convinced that she's doing is real?
They just want to believe.
I can't believe you. Why?
They just want to believe because they want to believe it's a stripper with a heart of gold.
Yeah. They don't exist. Well,
that's what they want to believe.
They don't exist.
So you've never been convinced by a stripper that you're special?
No, I know I'm not.
What's wrong with you? You haven't lived.
No, my father's ingrained in me. You're not special. So the stripper's not going to remove all that nurture.
I can't tell the whole story, but we did go, me and John Whitehead, who was a sales rep at 1560. He took me to... Wait, did he come over from... John, was he just here or did he come over from 610?
610.
Okay, so it was at 610. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It was with the early days. Yeah. I was a young buck, and it was me and him and somebody who used to advertise on this station.
Uh-huh.
And we all went to a golf course. John came from the alcohol sales, world. He sold beer. Like, he was... He worked in that industry. Yeah. So he said, hey, I want you to come... There's a big golf course for treasures. There's a golf tournament they're doing. I'm like, okay. Here I am.
Yeah,
first marriage. And so we go out to what then became
first
Redstone.
That's what strip clubs are for, first
marriages. It was Redstone, and then it was whatever the name is now. But I guess that's what the course used to, whatever this course used to be. And it was kind of isolated. And you had one of the people who worked there was ride with you in a separate – no. One, two, yeah, it was only three of us. That was our fourth. And we were riding around the for 18 holes, and putting became more challenging, Del. And one of the people who was in our group began to believe that she was in love with him. And he's like, guys, I need to ride with her because she actually really likes me, and she's going to school. And let me tell you, she goes to school right now, and it was like right out of the playbook.
Right.
No. She's going to school. She's going
to
become a dentist.
It's happened to all of them.
Oh, my God. It was literally she's getting a degree, and then she's going to become a dentist. It was like the whole dental hygienist thing. It was right out of the playbook.
Yeah, it's right out of Pretty Woman. I mean, that's what it is.
And then afterwards, he left, and we asked, what happened? He goes,
I gave her $10,000.
It was. He just said it wasn't good. It was bad, as expected.
So
it was a bad move.
You explained
it. He was not an oligarch's son at all.
Like the kid in the north. So you walk in with the mindset that you want to be convinced. Is that what it is? Because what if you walk in knowing, okay, anything that comes out of her mouth is going to be crap?
Well, you just think this could be the one, Del.
This could be the one.
Yeah, that's what you think.
This
could
film
be
film that comes over you.
The nudity helps. Yeah, I imagine it does. Yeah.
It's hard to explain,
it changes the whole game plan. You don't feel like
you don't feel like
when Mike Tyson said everyone's got a game plan until they get punched in the face.
Yes,
and you get
similar
punched in the face. That's all.
Similar. And then your game plan is like
with me.
Well, I mean, she seems to be taking a shining to me.
That first hi would turn me. Okay, get out of here. This is not.
No, it's convincing.
I don't like that tone.
It's convincing.
The tone itself would be like, okay. What game are you running right now?
I didn't do it well, but trust me, it's a convincing. When you're that,
I heard it
when
in
you're
Nora.
That age, now you know.
I heard it in Nora, and I was like, okay, I get the Russian oligarch falling, the kid's falling for it. He's never experienced what she's about to put on him. But at some point, you're like, oh, that tone. Every girl has the same tone. It's got to be practice. What are you doing? But hey, he's like 20 years old, got a lot of money. I understand.
Hey, you
I understand.
Think like that when you're in there.
I understand.
You got drinks.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not thinking like that.
No.
You're thinking,
no.
Man,
it's a whole atmosphere.
Me.
It's dark. There's music playing. There's all. It's just. It's discombobulating if you're a young man. Now, if you're older, you should not fall for any of those tricks, those booty tricks. But when you're in your 20s, You can't. Yeah. There's no way you walk out of there with a dollar left in your pocket. And, in fact, I'll say after my shift at Papado, not only did that, but me and Lester Saucier, not who we called Elvis, not only did we leave with all of our tips were gone, but I had gotten into my emergency credit card that I had, the one I'm not supposed to touch. It had a $500 limit. That sucker got hit up to the tune of about $240, which I thought was the end of my life. I'm like, how am I going to pay this off? All my money's gone from the shift. This is gone. And then my girlfriend was in a car waiting next to my car, Papado, just laying asleep. And the girlfriend then became, you know, wife then became felon. And I was like laying next to the car, like asleep in a car. I'm like, well, this isn't great.
So your first wife took the path of what a stripper would take from girlfriend to wife to felon, but she wasn't a stripper?
That's right. Okay. She was like a Sean Baker movie.
Okay.
And I don't know who the protagonist. I guess she'd be the protagonist.
Yeah, the story's about her. You're not the main character in that story.
I was not the main character energy in her life, and I'm glad I was for a while.
That's our first
segment. So Rockets are back lost. At yeah, Rockets, yeah, Rockets well, we are trying even, to get back at it.
Yeah, and, they play tonight. Maybe down some guys. OKC might be too with their fight they had last night.
Yeah.
What we need to find out, we've got questions about John's experience. So we talked about the movies, but we have not heard about John's experience. We got into that,
but the reason it came up is because John was at the Oscars, and we have video proof.
On television, yes.
I went. It was cool.
Stalking Demi Moore, according to people?
Yeah, me and Demi were hanging out.
Big time.
Or Demi.
Yeah, I like to call her Demi. We're old school. But Wendy was there. And she, of course,
screwed it up.
C-blocked me.
She's screwing it up.
C-blocked me.
So,
Lord.
We got that. And more right here on ES. We got, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Did any other host here in Houston, are you going to listen to another show where somebody was at the Oscars?
No. Yes or
no? You're not.
No, you're not going to.
You think Clint Stoner's at the Oscars?
Clint Stoner's not at the Oscars. I can promise you. Sean is not at the Oscars. Nobody's at the Oscars. Adam Wexler did not go to the Oscars.
Adam Wexler didn't
go? No chance.
I thought I saw him.
Nah, somebody who looks like Wexy. It's a
no, it was a seat filler. That wasn't Adam Wexler.
It's just a producer.
It was a seat filler. No. All right, we got a break, and we'll get into it on the other side right here. But first, let's talk about ProDunk.com. Let's talk about the best goal. And the best goal award goes to ProDunk. ProDunk is the best goal, period. I mean, when you have the best everything, the best tempered glass backboard, the best unrustable stanchion, when you have the button that you push to raise and lower the goal, when you have the unbreakable rim, which is, it's a breakaway rim, but it's unbreakable. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but that's what it does. If you're looking for the best goal, period, mom, dad, they want the best goal. They want a dunk. They want to raise and lower the goal. It ain't like the past where you had to crank. Back in the day, that's what we had. Back in the day, you had to crank it and raise and lower it. Now you just bzzz, and it goes up and down, and the kids love it. The kids want to dunk. They want to have fun, especially the little kids. Daddy, you got little kids. They ain't playing on no 10-foot goal. They ain't playing on no crappy goal all the time. It's moving and it's terrible. No, what you want is the best goal that's in the history of goals. That's ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com. You want to play on the best goal? There's only one. ProDunk.com. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got in about 25 minutes. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I learned a lot of stuff this weekend. It was, guys, for those of you who don't know, you didn't see Twitter last night. It was all over. I was at the Oscars, and it's pretty cool. It's really, really well done. It is a huge, huge undertaking. Holy crap. We got what was cool for the ABC employees. You know, Wendy's one of them, and she, you know, she's got her bosses were there and were taking us through. There's two red carpets, one for all the media and stars, and then there's the other red carpet, which is behind the scenes, and you walk down that, and you can see, you know, you can see what's going on, but there's so many people. It's so crowded. It's just so nuts. But the people that Wendy's boss got us on the other side, which people that we were with that have been with ABC for years and going to the event for years said they never got to do that. which so it was really special. For those of you that saw me on Twitter, I was just feet away from, you know, where Demi Moore was being interviewed on ABC, and it was really, and you know, last night getting out of there, I'm hanging out with Adrian Brody and his family, his whole family was there, and it was
What do you mean by hanging out with?
We were all around this giant heater thing because it was, you know, it got cold after. I gave my wife my jacket.
You were outside?
Kind of guy. Yeah, it's a tent that you're waiting for your car.
Oh, okay.
The worst thing about the whole night is waiting for your car to pick you up.
Especially when you got a radio show in the morning.
Yes. It was about an hour that you got to stand there, wow. and it's freezing. And everybody, all the people from Enora were there. I mean, that's where you're – they try to separate you from everybody. And then when everybody's picking up their car, you're right next to them, right next to everybody. I mean, and everybody's got to wait on their
vehicle. Why don't you just take your helicopter out of there?
You can't. But here's the deal: is you can't drive yourself. You have to be driven to it and picked up. You have to. There's no way to drive there.
Nowhere
There's
to park.
Zero chance. You can't get within about a mile of it. Of the place because it's so locked down.
Did you see there were a million
cops? A million.
I bet. Did you see Halle Berry put that kiss on Adrian Brody?
I didn't. No.
Yeah. What movie were they in? It wasn't The Pianist. What was she in with him?
No, I don't know what movie they're in, but he made out with her. Well, he put a kiss on her at an Oscar like 20 years ago.
He did that with her. So this time on the red carpet, before it, she did it to him. She went up, and I was like, man, I hate that guy.
That guy is, you want to spit in his mouth.
Yep, I hate him now.
Boy, she does.
Like, how come he got to do that?
And did you see him spit in his mouth while he sleeps?
Like, Adrian Brody has got, I will say, listening to his speech, you stayed for the whole thing. That guy must have had a rough time over the last 20 years. Like, he was not making a lot of stuff. He was not.
Stuff we cared about, at least.
No, he was at the top of the food. He was, you know, he won an Oscar for the Pianist, and then it really fell off on him.
Wait till you see it. You're going to be like, not great. I thought none of the things I thought were going to win one. Timothy Chalamet should have won. He should have won. He was great.
I can just tell you, I didn't see that and see Brutalist. That's how far off Fallout.
The best movie?
I don't get to see anything. Enora's the best movie 25 minutes in. I'm sorry. That's clearly the best.
No, the best movie of all of them was A Complete Unknown. The best movie of all of them. Conclave was good, too. But
you know, it wasn't The Gorge. It sucked. Never seen it.
Well, it was never an Oscar candidate.
It won't be either. Well, sucks.
Yeah, it's a movie about a gorge where...
Two snipers fall in love.
Is that supposed to win an Oscar?
No, it's supposed to win a Razzie.
The Gorge?
For biggest waste of my time.
It's an Apple movie. Don't worry about it.
It looks like it'll be good.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it's got Miles Teller and Anya Joy Taylor or whatever.
Yeah, Apple's got a big bag, and they got both.
I
both
thought
of them
it was going to be good, and then I heard, there's demons involved in this.
Yeah, that's in the trailer.
I don't love that.
The minute you see demons in an Apple movie, you say, it's not going to be good. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Oh, you mean like Demi Moore at the end of what a stupid ending. That's why she didn't win.
I don't remember the ending, but it was a pretty good. It was an interesting concept.
It was interesting concept until they turned it into a horror movie.
I mean, she's an aging.
Doesn't it begin like a horror movie? When one crawls out of the other's body.
It was just way. It was way over the. Yeah. It
well,
was like
at least you could suspend a little bit, but then at the end it was just like what are we doing? I'm out. Anyway,
didn't like any of the movies.
No,
it was a complete unknown.
Did you get a swag bag? People want to know. Did you get a bag?
No, but Conan left us. We had under our seats, under everybody's seats, we had a pretzel and raisinettes and water.
Yes, that was so nice. And a note from Conan saying he would have got you a gummy, but Disney said no.
That's exactly right. He would have got us a gummy, but he didn't. But so we had that, and Conan gave me that. And it was a really neat event. The thing that surprised me the most was how short the breaks were. There were a ton of them, but they were really, really short. They came back pretty quick. And when you're sitting there, you know, waiting, it usually, you know, commercial breaks are feel like they're forever. It was actually pretty. You want to talk about putting something into an event? They put a. This thing is well run, and it is top of the line. Everything. Then we went to the governor's ball afterwards.
Tillman Fertitta there.
I did not see the governor. No, it was an NBA.
Is it just NBA governors?
No.
Or is
no.
It,
no.
It was the governor of the state, his ball.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was all the NBA owners slash governors.
It was. Want to talk about. I mean, they had the people walking around just, Lance, you would have been in heaven. All the food that they brought you, all these. I mean, chicken pot pies and
chicken pot
these,
pie seems like a little much
mini
for an Oscars.
Was it mini chicken pot pies?
I mean,
is that a hand food?
truffle mac and cheese, and it was.
A little heavy.
It was
the end of the night.
But then you had cheeseburgers and chicken sandwiches and fries.
Yeah.
And,
this is just real food.
Well,
there.
Those people haven't eaten to get into those fits. Time to eat.
Good point.
Yeah.
I know where those tax dollars are going in L.A.
Pastas and everything. No.
Truffle mac and cheese.
The people there paid for it. The tickets that they bought, they paid for
it. Oh, really? I didn't even think about that. Tickets to the governor's ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I showed you a picture of all the people there. There were thousands and thousands.
Let's get
to
the real stuff, John. You were in the vicinity of Demi Moore and other people.
Yeah.
Did you know you were sneaking on TV after Raheel told you to get on TV?
I looked down at the monitor. I said, oh, crap.
I'm on TV.
You did? Because you could see you looking into the camera. I'm like, he's doing this on purpose.
I was like, yeah. Well, no, I looked at she's doing that interview, and I looked at the TV monitor, and I went, oh, there I am. Oh, crap.
But you didn't move. You stayed there like a good boy.
It was Hollywood's prom, and, of course, the fits all matter, and who's wearing them. Who were you most impressed with, John? Red carpet, walking through, governor's ball, in the building. Was it the Kodak Theater? In the building, what person were you most impressed
Chalamet
with?
Timothée Chalamet was the biggest star there.
Yes.
He was?
Well, yeah, because you know a lot
that
of
little weight,
was the,
you
well,
keep calling
was,
him that, but.
I know.
He was.
He likes sports.
Well, first of all, his yellow fit was that was impressive. He had a yellow fit on like Wendy. And, you know. I mean, who's right now? Is there somebody that's doing more than Timothée Chalamet?
We're not talking about talent, John. Well, we are in some ways.
Stop and just answer the real question.
The real question.
John.
Oh, a lot of Hollywood actresses are walking around. Who are you most impressed with? We'll just leave it at impressed.
Would D'Amico Ryans have impressed people had he been there in his tuxedo?
Yes, he would have. Yes, he would have impressed. D'Amico Ryans would have impressed.
Yep. What about Nick Caserio?
Less likely. Yeah.
Less so.
Oh,
yes. Much less
so. You know
who
walked right? We're sitting outside. We went to a break during the thing. We're standing there, and here comes Queen of the South. She's just hanging out. Hey, what's up, Queen of the South? How you doing? What are you doing?
Sophia Vergara?
Queen of the South.
No.
No.
Who was Queen of
the
South again?
She's a little. She's wee. She was, you know who she was.
The
she
actress was the is actress, yeah. Alice Braga?
Braga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know her.
I will say this about all of them.
You do know her?
They are
I know
wee.
Of her.
All of them
yeah,
are
everybody
she's
5'4".
Yeah, she's
everybody in Hollywood, if you're over 5'10", you're a giant.
Yeah.
How tall is Chalamet? He seems
people.
Tall.
He's probably like 6 foot. Chalamet, 5'11", 6'4".
Chalamet is, yeah. No, he's actually a little taller than I thought. And Adrien Brody was like my height. But skinny. They're all skinny.
They're all skinny.
Yeah, part of the deal. Yeah.
They got to be, right? Because they put the camera put 10-12 on you.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why I looked a little out of place because
you're a real
I'm
man.
I'm not at my acting weight right now.
Oh, okay. You didn't look bad on screen. We saw you.
Yeah.
Well, you look creepy.
I did look creepy. I know that. I know. I was
looking
creepy.
Over.
I was creepy.
To me, shoulder. And my wife said, how old is she? She's starting to look. I said,
62.
To me, 62. She looks good at 62.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah,
she's been around a long time.
No, but she's done so much work.
Oh, yeah. All of them have.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan could barely move.
I know. Her face was stuck.
I just wish women.
You know
do,
who has
like,
it? Those Halle
like,
Berry.
No, you look. You don't have to do all that. I swear
Halle
to you.
Halle Berry hadn't done any of that.
Wow.
Well, you know what they say, John.
Crack.
Don't crack.
Although the mom could potentially be cracking.
Which mom?
Halle Berry's mom is white.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what her mom looks like, but
yeah, her mom could be cracking it.
But you know, the DNA is strong from the dad, I guess, because that mom.
Well, I mean, she's an all-timer.
That ain't cracking. Yeah. That ain't cracking. Nope. All right, we're gonna break 7-1-3-7-8.
Good sports so far. So far,
what do you
want
to talk about? The Rockets losing to the Kings. Is that what you want to talk about?
I couldn't. I didn't get back from Indianapolis until like 6:45, 7, and I had to try to finish my mock draft in the back of the car. It was, you got to turn it in today by 8:00. For what? Why do I have to turn it in by 8:00?
For what?
Been working every day of the weekend from 6:30, 7 o'clock to about 8:30. Like, what do I have to turn this in Sunday? You better – I tell you what, I better wake up and I better be in the frickin' NFL.com today. And I made the Texans trade up. I went and got them some help because I don't like who's going to be there at 25. So we traded up with Arizona. Boom.
So you don't want to give away, but can you give away?
Well, we traded up.
The position?
We traded up to get some help at 16 with Arizona. Trader Monty Austin Fort, we traded up. Minnesota only has like 3 draft picks. They picked 9.
Well, let's do this on the other side. Yeah. We're going to do this. I want to hear because, we got to hear what you got. So we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about deals that are incredible right now at Chastain Ford. Listen, they have got to get these off the lot, people. They got to. You cannot. They're going to sit there, and guess what? They're going to make deals for you. It is incredible what they're doing right now at Chastain Ford. If you're looking for the best deal on a Ford car or truck, this is it. It doesn't get any better than right now because the 2024s are still on the lot. They can't have that anymore. They need to get rid of them. They need you on the lot getting those off the lot right now at Chastain Ford. They're the best. I'm telling you, you are going to love the deals at Chastain Ford because that's what they do. They just are going to make the deal to make sure that you get into that car or truck. No add-ons, no markups. They never, ever, ever will do that to you. They want to know where your payment. They want you to have the best car buying experience that you can possibly have. If you're looking for the best in deals right now, Chastain Ford is it for you. I'm telling you, they've got the Ford car or truck and the pre-owned vehicle that you're looking for. ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's only 5 minutes from downtown. You will love doing business with the great people. I love them. You'll love them. Everybody loves them. You're looking for the best deal? Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. Okay, in about 7 minutes, it's going to be a quick one, about 7 minutes. What did you learn this weekend? One sentence. You get one sentence, and you can tell us what you learned this weekend. 713-780-3776. Let's get some, you learned about some guys. Okay, so reading up I know that your boy McShay was so high on Jaden,
my boy,
the cornerback from Texas. But Kuiper was all over it too. What did you?
Oh, Jahdae Barron.
Jahdae Barron.
Yeah.
What did he do that everybody's all over him now?
Well, he had a bunch of his productivity was really really good. He is. Let me see if I can bring his stats up here so I can remind myself. But he, first of all, he's got kind of average size to be honest with you, but he had 5 interceptions this year. 11 passes defense, but he was in on a lot of plays. Like, he just showed really good. It's also a weak cornerback draft, so anybody that kind of stands out really stands out. So, you know, he just showed good instincts. He was all over all the plays. He was much better than he was last year, which is last year I wrote him up, and I thought he was like a fourth rounder. I thought he was coming out. I thought he was like a fourth rounder. I gave him a good backup grade. And this year, I gave him a much higher grade because he was much better. He was just much better. He matched routes well. He made plays on the football. So, yeah, he was a lot better. I'm trying to remember if he – let me look it up. If he worked out – he did. He ran a 4.39. Yeah. So, he ran a 4.39 40. He had a 35-inch vertical, 10-foot 3 broad jump. Those are all really, 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 really good numbers. And he weighed – let's see, because that one's kind of a big deal too. 5'10", 194. So he weighed, that's good size. That's good size. So he's going to go. I think he'll go on the first. So that talks some teams who weren't quite as hyped on. You know, they don't like Shadur. This is going to get weird. This is going to get weird because he's not going to like it. And I found out. You hear the draft media, you know, I'm in a little bubble for a while and I talk to some teams, but this is where I get to talk to more people and you start to find out what the real deal is on the NFL teams and not with the teams and not with you know, just the bubble you're in. I don't know where Shedeur Sanders. There's some people who think he falls out of the first round. I plugged him into my mock draft. If you don't put him with the Raiders at 6 or the Jets at 7, he's going to fall. And I had to rescue him in the first round just so I didn't have to hear crap from everybody, and I'm still going to. I had I thought about putting him at Seattle, and then I decided not to. I put Matthew Golden there because they're trying to trade DK Metcalf, and they're going to cut. They almost have to cut Tyler Lockett. So I put Matthew Golden with Seattle. He was on our flight, by the way. Good kid, man. Really nice guy. I had the Browns trading it back into the first with one of their draft picks. I just tried to find someone. I was thinking about the Titans. I just made the Browns.
So Shedeur is going to be the guy in the green room this year that's just sitting there?
Yeah, and then we're going to have
to hear. Or he's not even going, is he?
We're going to have to hear about it forever. I don't think he goes early. I think Cam Ward. I can tell you this. I'd have talked to no teams who have Shedeur Sanders over Cam Ward. Nobody. I mean, they don't even think it's close. They don't even think it's close. I 100% believe Cam Ward will be the first quarterback off the board. And I put him number 3 to the Giants in this latest mock that's out. I'll give you guys a head start on it because we've got to get to a break.
You don't think the Titans take him?
No, I don't think the Titans take him. I think the Titans could take Cam Ward, but I don't think anyone believes that he's anywhere remotely as good as Abdul Carter. You will be taking the lesser player with a lower floor if you do that. So it's a very big risk because it's a very important position. It's a very important position.
So nobody's worried about Abdul Carter's foot.
I don't know. No, I didn't hear anybody who was. So not really. It's a fixable. It's not something that's known as something that's going to continue to have problems. But they ran the medical, so I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I didn't talk to anybody from the Titans, so I really don't know. I can tell you the Titans spent a lot of time talking to Cam Ward on the field. I was down there for the quarterbacks, and there was a coach down there who was literally standing by Cam talking to him a ton. Now, he talked to Shedeur some too, but he spent more time with Cam because Shedeur is kind of standoffish. Just didn't have any personality at all. He was almost like just way too cool for school, which is not smart. And Alonzo, so I think I can tell this. I flew back with Alonzo Highsmith, was on a flight, and Matthew Golden got off. He said, come here, come here. And Matthew came over. And Alonzo basically just said, you be on your best behavior through all this. If somebody asks you to run a route, you run a route. If somebody asks you to do not say no to anything teams ask you when you're on your trips. You don't get in trouble with anybody. You be polite to every person you come across. If you're at a restaurant, he said, give nobody a chance to say one negative thing about you. He said, you make sure, because the fact is, this dude ran a 4.29. Like, I was up in the boot. I was up in the NFL Network area, the little suite they have up at the very top where we, you know, have food and do all that. And Sark was up there with Brandon Harris, his personnel guy. And they were blown away that Matthew Gold, like, they thought he was going to be under 4.5. They thought he'd be maybe high 4.4s. He ran a 4.29. And Isaiah Bond, they thought for sure Isaiah Bond was faster. Isaiah Bond said, I'm for sure breaking the record. What a dummy to say something like that. I'm either going to run a 4.2 or a 4.19 or a 4.41, you know, which is fine. But, I mean, Matthew Golden beat him there, too. He beat him on the field. He beat him in, you know, Bond had all the love coming in. Matthew Golden was much better during the season. He ran faster. He keeps his mouth shut and just handles his business. Like, Matthew Golden's moving up. He's going to be the first wide receiver off the board other than, well, Tet McMillan will be the first one off the board, probably to Jacksonville 5. Jacksonville's trying to build a juggernaut, I found out. They want McMillan. They want to do Chase and Higgins all over again. So they're going to go Brian Thomas and Tet McMillan.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we're paying Trevor Lawrence all this money. We got to.
They got to
put a super team around them and see what happens.
All right, let's break it, and we'll get back to more draft talk on the other side after this. But we've got. What did you learn this week in one sentence, Dell? I'm sure you got some good ship talk this week. There was a lot of stuff out there, and so we got that at 8:30. But when we come back, this is it. 713-780-3776. What did you learn? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Get on now. 713-780-3776. But Lance, first, what did you learn about Underdog Fantasy?
I learned that Underdog Fantasy has the ability to, well, they had combine stuff. I looked at some of the stuff, the higher and lower, and I was like, I can't mess with that stuff, but I thought, some of these are going to be pretty hard. I think they were pretty dialed in with it. But there are other times that I look at the Underdog stats that they have on players, and I just think, especially with Rockets, and I think, oh my gosh, you guys are so off. You don't even know. And we've got advantages. We watch all these games. So you could literally just sit there and pick apart, you know, statistics for all these different Rocket players. Now, you have to have a player from another team when you do. You know, you have to mix and match anywhere from two to three. You can have two or three that get you paid off, and then it goes up to like six or seven. You can do a flex option, which means you don't have to win every pick. You can still win if you have one loss or in some cases even two losses. The payoff comes down a little bit, but your odds of winning go up. So it's really up to you about how confident you are in your pick, but you can win up to 1,000 times your original play. You take some shots. You take some long shots. You move the statistics up to make it higher. The payoff is actually higher. It's really, really cool. So play along with the games you're watching. Find the statistics you think are soft. Go higher or lower. You've got them all paired up together. Boom, there's your payout. You're winning real money using your sports knowledge, and it's a lot of fun. Use promo code Lance, and you can get up to $1,000 bonus cash and a free pick with your first deposit. But you got to use promo code Lance to make that happen. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. It's time to play. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's what we're playing here. You get one sentence to tell us. And we got a full board, but as soon as somebody gets off, you get in. 713-780-3776. Big weekend. Big, big, big weekend. So what did you learn? There's something that you had to learn. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. It can be about anything. So let's let the listeners start, and we'll get in here whenever we can. Well, Justin will start us off, and what did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health, by the way. Thank you, Game Day Men's Health, for being a part of us, of this show, and for sponsoring. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Game Day Men's Health, it's just different. It's just better to get your testosterone on. Justin, you're first up. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Morning, guys. I learned it didn't take long for Johnny G to go from Man of the People to the Hollywood Elite.
I did not. I was just because you go to the Oscars, you're not Hollywood Elite. Just because, I mean, it's a lot of just.
It certainly doesn't
people.
Make you not Hollywood Elite.
Just real regular people. That's what
I don't know.
Has La Raza ever been to the Oscars?
No. Well, he could. He could go.
He's the most regular.
It's not like you can't go. You can go.
How do you go?
You go because you get a ticket.
How much does a ticket cost?
You can't buy a ticket to the Oscars, can you?
Remember Doc Lyston? Doc Lyston?
Yeah, Robert Lyston. Yeah.
Robert Lyston. He used to go when he was a seat filler. He and his wife would go every
year. How did he get that? So can Irv be a seat filler?
You got to apply for it.
I want. Can you? Okay, you can get us. Some of our listeners should become seat fillers. I think that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. You can be a seat filler. With Timothy and Kylie or Kyron or whatever
it's
her name
Kylie.
Is.
It's Kylie. Kyron is a running back. Kylie is his girlfriend.
Okay. When they get up, Kyron. You get to sit in their seats. How cool is that?
I don't trust our listeners after Kylie gets up.
No, there's a real chance something real creepy would happen.
Yeah. Let's see. Who's up next?
Why are you smelling that shit?
You had to say it, John.
I mean, we all knew what
there.
We were talking about.
You didn't have to say it. That's the subtlety of it all.
What's wrong with him? He doesn't lie.
No, he had to say it out loud.
So Gallagher at it again. Let's move.
The back of the chair because she's got her perfume on.
No, that's not what you meant. We all know what you meant.
Exactly.
Let's move on to Will. Will, what have you learned?
Hey, I learned that between Joel Damon, Peter Malnati, and now this Highsmith guy went into Cognizant. The Bucket Hat is making some serious moves on the PGA Tour.
About the Bucket Hat.
Wait, Bucket Hats are winning tournaments?
Yeah, Bucket Hats are winning tournaments. Joe Highsmith, how about he made it on the cut line. He had to make like a 25-footer on 17 on Friday to make the cut. And then he won the tournament. This is the first time in, like, forever that you make the cut on the line and you won the tournament. That's crazy. But there was nobody in it, but that's okay. Who's next, Del?
We go to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
I learned that saying Matthew Golden, I learned that saying draft Matthew Golden or fold the franchise wasn't as crazy as y'all thought it was.
Or fold the franchise.
Yeah, people say if you don't draft this guy, you might as well just fold the franchise.
Just fold the franchise? Well, we'll see if he's any good.
Matthew Golden. I don't know if he's a fold the franchise guy. I'm not sure there's any of those guys in this draft.
I don't know about folding the franchise. Goodness gracious, Ocho. Yeah. But maybe he's going to be really good. That'd be great if he's really good. Good for him. It's good for the Cougs.
I knew Tez Johnson's little...
Good for the Cougs.
Wide receiver.
He's a Coug.
They're not going to mention him on draft. The Cougs
They're not mentioning the Cougs.
It's
going to be all Longhorn talk.
What is he talking about?
The Longhorns. He's a Coug.
13 Longhorns getting ready to get drafted. Yeah. They ain't mentioned
that
Cougs.
4th and 13 play, that's going to be in the B-roll.
Yeah, that'll be in there.
They may throw
his
a Coug highlight
time
in there.
Will be in there.
Yeah, they might throw a Coug highlight in there. I'm not
that
sure.
That man ran 140, and it was an unofficial 4.30. It turned into a 4.29. He went back, got his bag.
I'm
put
out.
Put the cleats in.
I'm done.
Put the yep. Are you going to run any routes?
Yep.
Nope. We're done. And it was fine. He didn't
good
need to.
Yep.
Let's go.
Who's next, Al?
Let's go. And credit to Leo. She may be the first intern to get Mito's name right on first chance.
Oh, nice, Leo. Way to go.
What's up, Mito? What have you learned?
I learned don't leave the air hose on over the weekend. There's grease everywhere. It looks like an Oscar party over here, man.
Drinks everywhere?
Yeah. Look like an Oscar party.
Looks like an Oscar party. Well, that's a lot of drinks, I'm telling you. If you have an Oscar party, a lot of drinks. That's for sure.
I learned that if you're a 154-pound wide receiver, you shouldn't run about a 4.6.
Yeah, Tez Johnson ran the slowest time for someone his weight. That's what I saw as far as receivers are concerned for the combine.
He was in the high 4.5s.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you can't weigh 154 ready to get broken in half and then run a 4.57. Your whole thing is that you have to get away from people so you don't get hit. But I didn't think he was fast on tape anyway, so.
Who's next, Al? Cooked.
Well, someone who's not cooked is Kevin. Kevin, what have you learned?
I learned Texas has to fire Rodney Terry immediately.
Rodney Terry is, this is going to be it for him, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think Rodney Terry makes it out of this year. I think he makes it to the end of this year.
Did he take over? Interimly, and then they made it to the Elite Eight. Yes.
Yeah.
And then they gave him a deal, and now it's not worked out. Okay.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
What everybody
does. The Chris Beard thing,
right?
You have
success and get a 12-year, a bajillion dollar deal.
Well, I don't think he has a huge – I don't think he got that. But,
no,
but they really couldn't do anything. Yeah, I don't think they wanted to go interim. I think they wanted to go a new head coach, but he had success. He knew the kids, you know.
Yeah. But I think he's pretty happy walking away with it.
Whatever money he got, yeah.
It might not be a bajillion. But it is
life changing. Whatever
assistant
it is,
coach, a lifetime assistant. Yeah,
yeah, it's nice.
Yep. Well, who's next, Al?
We'll go to Leo. Leo, what have you learned?
I learned that my heart was broken because John Cena's a bad guy now.
Oh, John Cena turned into a bad guy.
If you missed that over the weekend, John Cena turned heel at the behest of The Rock. People were like, "No, not our guy." Yeah, well, it happens.
Missed that.
You missed it, John? You missed that in wrestling? A giant event in wrestling?
Well, I missed everything in wrestling, if you want to know.
You would have liked the Trish Stratus, Stacy Keibler, Tori Wilson era of wrestling. You would have liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have liked that era.
What did they call it?
I see the highlights in that, and I'm like, this is wrestling?
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, there was a lot of...
Mr. McMahon, you saw it.
I didn't realize what I missed either.
Holy crap.
I was like, hey, this looks like I'm watching a Nora.
Yeah.
It's very true.
McMahon is this is Onora not what is I a, thought our kids
Onora
should be
is
watching.
A great movie.
You've only seen the first 25 minutes.
The first 25 minutes are Oscar worthy.
Okay, we'll see if, what you think of the rest.
Well, I can just tell you, hopefully it stays the same as the first 25.
It gets more serious as opposed to all the fun they had
earlier. Well, it gets a lot more clothes on.
Well, yeah. Well, she's a... Well, if he, I won't give it away. Let's get to Travis. Travis, what have you learned?
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back, Lance.
Thank you. I can't wait
to hear all the stuff you learned up there.
All right.
But I learned that hands down, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Barbecue Cook-Off is hands down the best event in Houston all year round.
One sentence, Travis.
That's it. One sentence.
Appreciate it.
That was good. That was a good one, too. Yeah, I admit that. That's the bummer of going to the Oscars yesterday was I was going to come in for the barbecue cook-off because it's not – this is the first time in I don't know how long that it's not during Lent because I'm not going with all them drunks, Del. I'm like you. I ain't sitting around all them drunks all weekend.
Because you can't be but one of them. It,
but if I am a drunk, then I'm going to be with them.
There
with
it is,
peeps.
Yes. Understood. Yeah. All right, yeah. We got one more to go before we wrap it up. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that the Texas State Bobcats are becoming the powerhouse in college baseball in Texas.
What's funny about that?
Because Uncle Freddie called last week, and I said, hey, if you got your college baseball stuff, call in about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a great story, and Tom did it.
There he is. Yeah.
There it is.
There it is, Texas State. That's what he learned.
Yeah. Well, and Tom usually brings something better than Texas State baseball.
Well, but, okay. He learned what he learned, John.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. I learned that the Oscars was a pretty cool event. That's what I learned this weekend. That's what I learned. It was neat. All right, that's it. Tal, you didn't learn anything this weekend?
No, not really. Nothing that I didn't already know.
I learned that you can eat a pork chop and they can get it mostly cooked. Like if you just stop,
mostly?
If you stop where you have some real concerns that you will not get.
Oh, okay.
That you will not get food poisoning.
So how much of it do you have to eat before you can complain?
No, it was fine until we got too close to the... It was a bone-in pork chop, and then I'm like, hey, this is awfully fleshy. You know, it can be a little pink. Pork chops can. It's fine.
Yeah.
There's a... And I was like, come on, you know what? I've had about 70% of this. I'm good. I'm good. Had some braised greens with it.
You're not getting your money
I'm
back.
Like, no. Oh, my wife would have... That would have gone back. She would have... I've seen her get money back from milk that expired. Like, you know this is on us. Like, right? An expiration date. Like, we go past expiration date. You can't get money. I just don't want to be anywhere around where she does her magic.
Yeah.
This, I need to return this vacuum. I'm like, you had it in 2 years.
My dad has mellowed with age, but when I was a kid, the worst thing that could ever happen to me was he's upset with the purchase or they missed something on a receipt. It's the worst because he was so loud about it. It's like, and he had an accent that was stronger when he was younger, and everyone's looking at me. Hey, I'm 12. What do you want from me? I can't help you here. This is a grown man. I knew it. Anytime there was a problem, we're going to have a long issue. And it was going to be a long day for whoever was at work that day. Whew, I'm glad he got older. Love my dad, but woof.
Thank you, Game Day Men's Health, for bringing us What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. If you're looking for testosterone replacement, go see our peeps over at Game Day Men's Health. I'm telling you, it's just better. They just do it better. Here's you know who else does it better? It's Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. The best. They're fantastic at bringing you your electricity. I have been with them for, I don't know, 17, 18 years. And I got to tell, I just got an email the other day from them about, wait, we got a better rate for you right now. And I'm like, what electricity company wants you to have a better rate? Because they're trying to gouge you for all that they can get. And yet Champion Energy goes, here's a better rate. We got a better rate for you. Look, it's gone down. So let's get you into this one. I'm like, that is so awesome. Well, it can be awesome for you too. This is what they do. If you're looking for the best way to get that electricity at a better price, I've never had a lower price than we had this month. It's been awesome. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.